And I don't think it's any kind of a big secret if you watch our show, kind of a part, you know, our production meetings, everything else. Our heart and goal is if you watch this show for a year, you won't know when it happened or whatever, but you're going to listen to enough guests that over the course of a year, you're going to look back and say, you know, I'm probably using less pharmaceutical drugs than I did before. Yep. I probably have like 20% less debt than I did a year ago. I probably, you know, lost a few pounds. I'm probably eating, you know, meals with my family and kids, you know, each night. I'm going on a date night. I'm
reading my Bible.
I'm reading my Bible in private alone. I'm kind of like there's this trend of like the world's crazy. We want them to do certain things. But if you listen to this show, we bring on guests that kind of help you to trend some of these things yourself. You know, regardless of what's going on outside, your world can be less crazy. And there's nobody that really helps with that process of helping you be the best that you can be than the one, the only Dr. So Good, Mark Sherwood.
Y'all are so kind. I appreciate you all and love you all so much.
The man, we are so excited to have you on the show today.
We've been hitting this book. You have the foreword by J.J. Virgin. I think we started listening to her like maybe in 2011 or 12, something like that podcast. And, you know, this is, in spite of things being bad in the world, there's people that are dedicated like, you know what can I do to enhance my processes? I think she's one wrote the foreword to this book, The Quest for Wellness. But the deal with wellness is, as much as the world's changing and there's iPhones and computer chips and robots that are self-thinking and then enhancing humans with machines, all this stuff, in the dirt and getting outside, breathing air, seeing the trees, hearing God, turning off sounds, like there's so much that we can do to have our human existence be the best and as close to possible as maybe what Adam experienced in the Garden of Eden, where he walked with God in the cool of the day. And he wasn't on ibuprofen. He wasn't on any kind of opioids. You know, he was as healthy as he could be. And that seems to me like when you cut it all down, that's what you and Dr. Michelle do, is get people to their body operate the way God originally intended it, and not masking things or drugging yourself out and just watching Netflix and getting by, like feeling great, living great at a high level.
Yeah, I agree with that, you know, and God's gifted us in that area. And it's taken me a long time to even acknowledge that, you know, because you don't want to appear egotistic or whatever. That's not the point. You know, ego is edging God out. I'm not going to do that. I give him all the credit every day. We get the same thing, we chance to do, David and Stacy, with walking and talking with God every day. There's no difference between Adam and ourselves. No difference in Jesus really walking the earth. We have all those capabilities ourselves if we just really grab a hold of that. Problem with mankind right now is we've forgotten that, and we don't focus on that. We're not taught that. We're not modeled that. Therefore, we divert and subvert our own ability to communicate with the great physician, the healer, the creator every day, and we give that over to man. Therefore, we open the door to allowing. It's not mankind controlling us. We're allowing mankind to control us by our own lack of awareness of God and his sovereignty and his availability to us.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I remember during COVID, and we dealt a lot with you during COVID. You had 10,000 patients, zero deaths during that time. Absolutely phenomenal. And a lot of our family members, including ourselves, we worked with you all when we had COVID. And one of the things that you told us was get off anything processed, you know, try to, you know, stay as close to the Garden of Eden as you possibly can. And I think that's a really interesting thing, because that should be probably a part of everybody's daily diet, because if you're doing that when you're sick, why not do that when you're healthy, to your body always constantly rejuvenating itself?
We have been taught and cultured into thinking over the last several decades that we don't do anything until we get sick or it's too late. And then the first course of action is go to the doctor. And again, that whole thing is just completely backwards in thinking. What if we realized we weren't born with medication deficiencies? And what if we realized that God didn't create us deficient in the ability for our immune system to respond back and fight? And all we're doing, my wife and you guys know this, all we're doing is communicating basic truth. It's not complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. We don't fall back to the excuses that say things like, well, you know, it's too expensive to be healthy. No, I believe that God's going to provide for his people. Whatever the cost, you know, currency is nothing more than pavement in the kingdom of heaven. We step on that gold. So why are we letting that be something we think is the salvation point? So, you know, I look at it like real simple. Trust God to supply the needs for his people, you know, and just point people that direction. And And guess what? Good things happen. We've had no one have any long haul COVID or all that stuff. We don't have that. So it, to me, it's kind of foreign. I mean, I get it. But when people do the basic things, the body, the way God constructed it in his own image, it's the only thing like that, is more than able to overcome that.
It's huge.
You know, there's the term biohacking. I want to dive into that word just a moment, because you look around, you know, in our lifetime now, we're old enough to kind of look back and things that were non-existent when we were in grade school and high school and stuff. And you look at the kids' experiences now. If you have kids over now, it's like, man, you got peanut allergies and this and that. We had Steve Chocolani in studio the other day, and he, you know, is born in Thailand, lived in Australia for a long time. And he goes, it's weird when you come to America because there's so many problems that people experience
due to food,
due to their food and what the GMOs, all the lobbyists, you know, for the food manufacturing, you know, the people that we elect to sort of protect us from those things are operating more in their best interest than the people that elected them. And, there's man-made problems and ailments that we never dealt with before. America is 6% of the world's population. We consume 85% of its pharmaceutical drugs. And if you just sit in an airport or sit outside Walmart or anywhere, watch people walk around, it's not like, oh, well, clearly it's paying off because everybody's just thriving. Mm-hmm. You know, most people are limping around. Like 1 in 4 people have a crutch, a limp, a scooter, you know, something. They're not thriving. So it's like all of this man-made, we're covering stuff up. And then all the junk in the food that makes it last, you know, forever, you know, without going bad. You know, McDonald's French fry is going to be good for a decade or more, you know. And so you look at all those things we're putting in our body. So it's kind of like we're being biohacked by big pharma and big food industries. But that term biohacking, like, we can do that the other way.
What does that mean exactly? Biohacking, what is that?
Well, look at it like on the concept of like a video game. You know, remember the old video games, and we'd got the cheat codes, right? The cheat codes would help you win. I mean, that's a good way to look at it. So we don't hold cheat codes. We have already been hacked by cheat codes to get us controlled by a system that's not designed to get you well. You mentioned, David, we are the embarrassment of the world. I've been around the world, and you guys have too, and people laugh at us because we're so wealthy, but we're so stupid, and we're so rebellious by nature. And we, because we know the answer, don't do it. And you mentioned the politicians, our government is completely compromised. All of them take money from big pharma. It doesn't matter who you look at, whatever, it's purchased. And so all that said, when you look at biohacking, we've already been hacked and we're already controlled in a system that's got us in bondage, and we don't know how to get out of it. But I'm here to tell you that we know the cheat codes, if you will, to really biohack the human experience to give it what it needs, the information it craves, and precipitate the predictable action, which is optimization of our biological aging process and speed. You know, we have this chronological age that's based upon, you know, the watch, calendars, clocks, all this, but that is not the purpose. The purpose is the biological aging process, not chronology. And so I'm here to say that we can actually live in the better pace of aging, live younger, older, and perhaps die younger, older. And it's not about adding, you know, years of life. It's about adding life in the years, as we say.
That is really good.
I know we're in our 50s now. We got 3 grandkids. I feel better and I'm operating at a higher level, more clarity, more energy, more creative. For sure, than I was in my 40s. There's like no comparison. I would just kick the crap out of my 40-year-old self, you know, now. And I look back, what was I doing? You know, my 40s, I was, you know, a lot more stressed out. I let things bother me more. But also the way I was sleeping, messed up. The way I was eating, you know, messed up. And I was, when my eating was more focused on trying to keep my weight at a good level. It didn't really have a lot of focus on, well, how much GMOs am I taking? How much processed food am I eating? All these things that make you sluggish and slow. The hormones, I mean, every different, all those factors. So definitely in my 50s is way better than my 40s, no doubt. And probably compete with David in his 30s. And so, but that's not an accident. It's a mystery. I don't know what happened. There are specific things, and your injection into my world, you know, in the way that I think and process, some of it is, you know, are working with you and blood work and all that stuff. But also just a way of thinking like, man, I was sabotaging my own process.
Most people, David and Stacy, are already sabotaged in the way they're thinking. You mentioned the key thing, you know, and I love you guys dearly. And the greatest thing we can give you is what God's given us. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can plant those seeds that actually create a difference in perception, thinking, interpretation of the world, and plant seeds of wisdom, you know, to kind of get us out of that culture. You guys are not even really in the second best half of your life as per the biological aging calendar. And so, you know, it's really about optimizing all function. And to your point, it is spiritual, emotional, physical, financial health all in one, you know, as we talk about in that book. And you know, that's important. You can't separate those things. In America, we've got an art form of separating those things. And when you separate, you segregate. And when you isolate, you can get dominated by the enemy. So that's got to keep them together. Very important to think about. But then you think about this. We also put together nutrition, sleep, stress management, movement, hormones, peptides, genetics, even the whole study of glycobiology, you know, the glycome, which is a little bit of weird, my weird psychotic, you know, mind goes to, I want to understand the immune system even better and make it younger in its responsiveness. But, you know, if you can get a person optimized in all those areas, you know, they look just like David and Stacy Whited. And it's because I see you guys flourished. And it's not about Mark and Michelle getting any credit at all. It's about seeing the blessing of someone else flourishing and the ability of them to maximize their experience on planet Earth and shine bright for the whole world to see. God's blessed you guys. And that's awesome for you to shine bright and become influencers that you are. That's not by accident. It wasn't because your hard work. It was because God gifted you, but he gave you the skill within you as you put this all into practice, yeah. You guys, and it's a blessing to see.
It's easier to work hard when you feel great too.
That's
you know,
true.
We you know, 2023, we had 5 weekends off that we weren't traveling, doing something that we were home. Mm-hmm. You know, and man, Rip never even had a sniffle, never had a cold. Mm-hmm. We were in airports traveling, you know, hugging people everywhere, all this stuff.
Meeting thousands of people every weekend, and like you, Dr. Sherwood.
And not even like, oh, I'm walking around with a mask or feel bad or anything. I felt amazing. Again, not even a sore throat, not one thing at all. No. Now, you guys are kind of in a rare group when it comes to the medical profession. You actually study biological age. And we've talked about this in private. How old are you and Dr. Michelle? You're not supposed to ask somebody their age. And maybe women don't want their age, you know, thrown out there. But like how old are you guys scientifically?
Well, there's multiple age clocks. And I can tell you, our biological age is not our chronological age. It's much less. Immune system age is, my wife is 22 and I'm 20 respectively.
Wow.
Some of the age clocks with cellular replication and it's called external aging clocks. I'm in my upper 30s, low 40s, and so is my wife. And, you know, it's just putting the pieces together. And we've been working on this a long time, you know, until we got mm-hmm. it really where we could, we kind of become this N of one, N of two experimentation. And you're right. We do things in a way that's not done. We don't really have any colleagues per se. It's not because we don't want them, but it's because it's learning is not finite. It's infinite. You have to keep asking this powerful question. Why is that? Well, why is that? Why can't we do that? Or why can't we achieve this? And if you continue to be curious about that, you know, lack of curiosity kills the human experience. Mm. Curiosity enhances and fulfills the human experience. And I think if we do that, and it's been a neat thing, my wife and I are still learning, you know, we try to do this, but it's cool to see that, you know, and are we trying to do better with it? Yes. And this is some things we, you know, passed off to you guys, and it's been a neat journey.
Okay, so before we started recording, you showed us this bottle. Can you hold it up and tell our Flyover family what it is?
So this is one of my favorite little biohacks, and this is a hydrogen production bottle. And you guys have been using hydrogen little tablets or magnesium metals that are put in the bottle, and they fizz like Alka-Seltzer and they create hydrogen in the bottle. Hydrogen is the smallest molecule that's known to mankind on the periodic table. Number one, right? It can cross every barrier of the body, including the brain, into your... what it does, it is able to cut in half every excessive dangerous free radical, which damaging other cells, and it creates inflammation in the body, which is the precursor to all disease processes. So could this be a key to mitigating disease processes? Studies, 2,000 of them, say yes. And what you do with this, real simple, and I just got a bottle here. I'm just going to show you real quick. I put a little water in here, holds about 8 ounces, super easy. Do that. Put the lid on like this, real simple. And it's got a little USB charging port over here. And I push the button. Light comes on. You'll see little hydrogen bubbles begin to go in the bottle. And 5 minutes done. And all you do is drink it, real simple. And, you know, it kind of, in my mind, it beats the tablets because the tablets kind of turn the water dingy gray. This is just pure clean water. And
that is so cool.
Water, so drink it, man. It's easy.
Okay. And what does that do to the body then?
It goes in every single tissue, every single cell, and it reduces excessive inflammation. Now, as I stated a moment ago, all disease processes that you mentioned, David, earlier that are not usual for today, all, not some, have chronic systemic inflammation in all of them. So when you look at optimization of the biological aging process of speeds, we're 65% water. Mm. When you drink water, make it count. To me, this is a no-brainer. Everybody needs this. It's real simple. And, you know, children need it. I've got NFL players using this. Big deal. I was flown up to the NFL Combine to talk to the team docs about hydrogen technology because the players were bringing it to their attention. They're like, what is this? Mm-hmm. So this is not something that's new to us, but it may be new to the listeners. But this, to me, is one of my favorite little biohacks.
I love
now, it. Now, I drink a lot of water. That's been a big, you know, focus is mm-hmm. sometimes you get busy and whatever, cut out soda, you know, and some of these things is like drink water all the time. Would this be the water you would sip on all day, kind of keep doing that? Or do you do like a bottle in the morning when you first wake up and then you just drink like, you know, regular water the rest of the day, purified water, or, and then again, another one at night? Like what's the flow? What's the prescription for this?
Either or both. Okay. I've noticed that if this is visible, and I've got this from thousands of people, people tend to drink more because it's visible, right? It's portable. It's right mm-hmm. in front of you. It looks kind of cool. Blue light comes on. We drink more water. But if people can just drink one when they get up, drink one midday, and drink one before bed, that matches in excess of all the study material that I've looked at through PubMed, 2,000 studies, and I've read almost all of them, that says that this thing right here, ability to carry hydrogen into all of our cells, it is a massive game changer for us globally with the health pandemic. Now, it's mainstream in Asian countries, but in America, there's going to be a fight. Mm-hmm. You know that, but it is what it is. So I'm grateful to get the opportunity to even, you know, share that technology.
Okay, so how do people get this, Dr. Sherwood?
Well, your wonderful, skillful son, Colton, has got a link right there on the drsogood.com website. So people can go right there. And the cool thing about this is this bottle, you know, and by the way, once you pull the cap off, you got about 25, 30 minutes to drink before it dissipates out. People need to know that, right? And so one of these bottles is 219, and this is a USB port charger here. So it's made of titanium down here in the metal. So it's not going to leach metals. We test all these bottles and we also put a little thing on there. You can get some money off just for flyover, you know, just for being, you know, hey, like father, like son, like husband, like wife, get to, there you go.
I love it. Okay. Then if somebody's listening today and they're like, man, okay, I want to work with you. I want to be a patient of yours. What's the best thing to do from there?
Yeah, just jump on that link that says learn more about consults. And we do a free webinar once a month. And it is free, David and Stacy, as you guys know. And we present and then we allow the prospective people to ask questions. And then if they want to work with us, we talk about all those little biohacking things that we just talked about, the chart you just showed. They want to work with us, they can. They don't pay any money until and if they decide to work with us. Then we schedule a consult and off we go into making them younger, older.
I love it.
Well, you got Hercules as a client. So, you know, Kevin Sorbo.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah, that's exactly
he
right.
He didn't become Hercules by accident. So it took some.
We call him Operation Zeus now. So there you go.
I yeah. love it. So Flavor Family, go to drsogood.com. You can find the water bottle there. And you can also learn about that webinar.
Hey, so, let me ask you a question before we close, because some people will see that like this is titanium, a lot of technology. These things aren't produced by the bazillions, you know, so, you know, there's some cost involved in just that. But what if somebody looks at it and it's like $200 for a bottle, you know, like, now they might not blink at $200 for a prescription that just masks a symptom, but that's a separate subject. What would you say to someone like, man, I know there's titanium in it. Like what, why so much for, I can get a Yeti for $50.
Well, I want my water to not have a leaching effect of plastics, BPA, or metals. Those are toxins and they're well-known estrogenic and inflammatory carcinogenic compounds. Each of these bottles, each of them are tested individually for specific saturation of the hydrogen in the water and for heavy metals. Both. We wanted construction that was going to last and not do that. This is high quality. And anytime you get a car, you should get a car that's not going to break down in 6 months. Anytime you get a house, you should not get a house that's going to fall apart in 1 year. Yeah. And anytime you get something to drink water in, my goodness, what is $200 compared to the cost of sickness in perpetuity going to the doctors? It is cheaper to be well than it is to be sick. And for every person out there, we spend hundreds of dollars on cheerleading uniforms, sporting equipment. One of the greatest things you give your child and your family is the gift of health and the gift of life. That is found in just the ability to have water, because without water, we die. Make it count.
Oh, that's really good.
And water that's going to boost you up and give you.
That's
give you,
right.
Eliminate inflammation, all kinds of good stuff. So I'm excited. All right. I'm going to get one. I'm going to try it out. And hopefully you won't even recognize me next time. I'll be like, wow, what are you doing? You look incredible. All right. I appreciate it. Performing at a high level takes a lot to do what we do. So thank you for that. And drsogood.com. And you can go there and you get a discount for being part of the Flyover family. So we appreciate that.
Thanks again for your time, Dr. Sherwood.
Hey friends, you already know the answer to this, but we'll ask you anyway. If you stay away from your favorite junk food for a month and then go back to supersizing it, will your health improve?
Well, that's the thing about change. To change, we have to be as consistent as possible.
And when we go back to an old habit, it's not the end of the world. We just get back at the new habit.
Before you know it, real transformation is evident to you and others.
That's why we offer a bunch of helpful bonuses when you subscribe to Kingdom Fuel.
Kingdom Fuel is our complete nutritional meal shake.
It's the simple start to a transformed life, and we'll auto ship every month so you don't run out.
You'll receive 2 free shaker cups, free access to our video courses, and a monthly call with us filled with practical inspiration.
Just see the link below or on your screen and subscribe today.